Hey yo, this is your boy Kagiso, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
Hey Gamutano, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This is your boy Castro Ghana, you're listening to the Technocast, your digital plug.
This message is brought to you by the Technocast, because we care. Taking responsibility of your own health, that of your family members, and your community is crucial. Therefore, always wash your hands and sanitize, social distance, wear your mask, and be mindful of possible transmission sources. The Technocast, plugging a COVID-19 free environment.
Hi there, and welcome to the Technocast, your number one digital plug. And I am Balesa Mugwena. The Technocast is where we talk all things digital, from the latest technology news, busting digital myths, conversations with digital experts, and quick brain games to put your digital knowledge to the test. Do join us on YouTube and social media platforms, that's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's the Technocast, hashtag your digital plug. Here's what's coming up on today's episodes.
The Technocast. The Technocast. Your digital blah.
5G is the deployment of the new technology infrastructure.
5G is a wireless mobile technology.
5G is the fifth generation of mobile technology. From where we stand, there is no relationship between 5G technology and the novel coronavirus.
The virus cannot spread through a mobile network.
No credible scientific evidence linking 5G or mobile technologies to the spread of coronavirus or any other sort of negative impact to human health.
The fifth generation, also known as 5G, is not just white noise anymore. It is here, it is also deployed on networks. According to statistics, it took 10 years to reach 500 million 3G users globally, and for 4G, it was 5 years. With 3G, it will only take 3 years. Look, I'm no expert when it comes to wireless networks, but according to Google, in simple terms, 5G is the fifth generation mobile network. It is a global wireless standard after 1G, 2G, 3G, and 4G networks. 5G enables a new kind of network that is designed to connect virtually everyone, everything together, including machines, objects, and devices. Today, we're having a closer look at what 5G is, how it works, and if it is connected in any way to the coronavirus.
Passionate about radio. Well, Nimisa is here to shape your voice, creativity, and production skills. Go to www.nimisa.co.za or email info@nimisa.co.za. The National Electronic Media Institute of South Africa. Nimisa, let's go digital.
As mentioned earlier, 5G is no longer something that we speak about. It's actually here. Let me give you a little background of where it came from and when it was actually activated. No one company or person owns 5G, but there are several companies within the mobile ecosystem that have and are bringing 5G to life. A company called Qualcomm has played a major role in inventing the many foundational technologies that drive the industry forward and make up 5G the next wireless standard. The first country to adopt 5G on a large scale was South Korea in April 2019. Swedish telecommunications giant Ericsson predicted that the 5G network will cover up to 65% of the world's population by the end of 2025. The mentioned companies are not the only ones in support of 5G. There are quite a few of them involved, also including popular network service providers such as Rain and Vodacom. Rain South Africa has launched South Africa's first 5G network outside Korea in parts of Johannesburg and Pretoria. Join me in the next few episodes as we get up close and personal with the fifth generation, aka the 5G.
Hey The government might have reopened the economy a bit, but the impact of level 5 lockdown is rearing its head and the picture isn't pretty.
Well, after we'll move from level 5 of the lockdown to level 4.
Non-compliance has sent South Africa back into lockdown level 3.
President Cyril Ramaphosa announced level 2 of the lockdown.
Cabinet decided this morning that the country should now move to alert level 1.
Being under lockdown means children have increased screen time and online access. Sometimes this exposes them to online risks and dangers. Be alert and be aware of your child's online and mobile behavior. Where possible, participate in online activities with them and teach them how to protect themselves online. Safety comes first.
May God bless our beautiful country, South Africa, and protect her people. I thank you.